This is Talking Business. Joining me now is John Zanol, the CEO of Dolomiti Electric Bicycles. G'day, John.
Morning.
When did you start the business?
Oh, we started the business in 2011. We opened up our first retail store in Carlton.
You got your own store?
Correct, yeah.
All right. And electric bicycles. So were there many people doing electric bicycles in 2011?
There weren't many. We were probably one of the very few people in Melbourne doing it. But there were some people in Europe that were already doing it, and that's where our idea came from.
Well, were you living in Europe at the time or there soon before that?
Yeah, so I lived in Europe for most of my 20s. I was a professional golfer, so I spent my time travelling around Europe playing all the golf tournaments.
Oh, right. How'd you go?
Not too bad. Had a lot of fun and got to travel around all of Europe and a lot of Asia and just come back home to Australia every year and play some tournaments here.
So you needed to come up with a post-golf career, did you?
Correct, yeah. So I got towards my late 20s and wanted to come back home. And over the years, I saw lots of trends come from Europe to Australia, and I noticed some of these electric bikes popping up in Europe, and I thought I'd investigate it a bit further and found that there was a bigger market and bigger products available already then, yeah.
Yeah. So how did you go about setting that business up? You've got your own brand, right? Dolomiti is your brand. You're not just distributing someone else's bikes.
Correct.
Did you get some made yourself?
Yeah, at the very start, we used to have to get them made ourselves. Now there's so many big brands that already make them. Every bicycle brand in the world have a range of electric bikes. So now we've got the luxury of selecting what we want.
So how many brands have you got in your store?
I would have at least half a dozen.
Right.
So some of which we buy from local suppliers, some which we import ourselves. So we're lucky now. But once upon a time, yeah, we used to have to get them made because there was no one else we could buy them from.
Right. So tell us about the bikes. I mean, first question is, do you need a license?
No. So they're just classified as a regular bicycle. So you don't need a license. You just got to obey all the regular bike rules.
And you have to wear a bicycle helmet or a motorcycle helmet?
You have to wear a bicycle helmet. You could wear a motorcycle helmet if you really wanted to. Crazy on the
bike. Well, how fast do they go?
Well, they're pedal assisted. So the way they work is there's a motor that will assist only while you're pedaling. So there's no accelerators on them. And all that motor does is helps you while you're pedaling.
Can you stop pedaling?
If you stop pedaling, you'll just roll and then eventually stop, just like a normal bike.
Oh, so the motor won't keep it going?
No, it's purely a pedal-assisted
system. Oh, I see, right.
And it,
so if it had an accelerator and you didn't have to pedal, would it then be a motorbike?
Yeah, then you'd go into that category of, it'd be a vehicle of some sort. So you would have
to register. Oh, yeah, and you would have to have a license then,
correct,
and all that stuff. Right,
so the government regulate a few different aspects of the bike.
And so how much assistance do you get? I mean, like, do you have to pedal all the time?
You have to pedal all the time. You've got like an interface on the handlebars, which allows you to increase and decrease how much assist you get. So you can go from no assist because you might be on a flat and you don't want any help, and then you can incrementally adjust these assistance modes based on the hill that you're on. But, I mean, yeah, they can go up very steep hills quite easily. Yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they're good fun.
I want that.
Yeah. That's what bike riding should be. So basically the system makes you feel like a really, really good bike rider, but you still have to do exercise. You're still pedaling and doing the normal things.
Yeah, right. So how much do they cost?
We sort of focus on the ones that range in between $3,000 and $5,000. So we stick to sort of the best brands we can get combined with the best technology brands that we can get our hands on as well.
And right, and can you get them so that the electric motors and everything are in the frame?
Yeah, so they're made at the factory with integrated batteries, motors, all the electronics are all done.
So do they look like an electric bike?
Yeah, so some of them look more obvious than others. So some of the companies integrate the batteries a lot. Others make it a bit more obvious. But if you look closely, yeah, you'll see it. You know, there's a pretty big motor down near the pedals. And yeah, normally you can normally tell when someone's smiling up a hill that they've got something going on there.
That's funny. <Yeah. laughs> So, how many are you selling? What's the demand look like?
Well, it's growing significantly. So, I mean, the business is essentially every couple of years it's doubling in size. So, it's doubling in the amount of, I guess, models we do, brands we do, and units we sell. So now we've got a...
You're doubling in size every year?
Every couple of years, yeah, but it's...
Heavens above, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's something that... we started from zero.
Yeah.
And but now, you know, every bike brand has got on board electric bikes. Bosch have heavily invested in electric bikes. I mean, they've got an electric bike division in Australia, so, and they've had that for a few years.
Huh.
And then, you know, we've sold thousands and thousands of these things over the years, so then there's a lot of word of mouth. So it's growing based on most.
And do they also make the ones that you don't have to pedal?
No, so the government regulate that. So to be classified as a bicycle when you import them, they have to be pedal assist. They can't have over 250 watts of power. And at 25 kilometres an hour, you can't get any assist above that. So they're the sort of regs that the government put on them to be classified as a bike.
So if you want to go from 25 kilometres an hour to 30 or 35, that's all pedal?
That's all pedal, yep.
Right.
It's only up to
25. And the machine can actually regulate that and stop that happening?
Yes. Yeah, so there's sensors that measure how fast your legs are moving. There's sensors how much pressure you're putting through the pedals. The system knows you've nominated like an assistance mode. So it uses sort of four or five different checkpoints to then just mimic what you're doing. So the idea is that it makes you feel like a really good bike rider as opposed to you sitting on what feels like a scooter. So you still control the delivery of the power and the speed all through your legs.
Right. So it sounds like the sort of purpose of it mainly is to help with hills. Is that an oversimplification?
Yes, hills, they definitely work really well on hills. People that have to commute from, you know, reasonably long distances, which seems to be happening more and more often now. And then older people who need a bit of help, whether it's flat or hills. Post-operative people, so lots of people with like problems with hips and knees and even heart issues, yeah.
It doesn't sound like they cost any more really than a bike. I mean, well, I suppose you can get a bike for $1,000, but you can't get an electric bike for $1,000. Is that right?
Yeah. So we see them as, you know, a piece of technology first with a bike attached to them. So we try and get the best technology, and that's just so then, you know, the batteries last longer. They're reliable. They're efficient. So yeah, when you have to. When you stick to the high levels of technology, you start from a pretty high price point. But the idea is that it lasts you a long, long time and can allow you to do long distances as well. Some of the cheaper products don't necessarily have the support and reliability, and then also the range. You know, a lot of people need these things to be able to do, you know, up to 100 kilometres assisted in one ride.
Do you still own the business entirely?
Yeah, I still own the business, and our Carlton store, we moved from Carlton out to Ivanhoe because we needed a lot bigger premises, and now we've got essentially, sort of, it's kind of like seven shops within one big showroom, and we've divided each room into different brands, and then we've got a whole servicing centre there, a training facility for some of our staff, and then we also have 6 40-foot containers on site to hold stock.
So 6 40-foot containers on the site. Heavens above.
Yeah, so that's to sort of supply our own demand.
Yep.
And then, and also to allow for future growth as well. So we also, the shop looks very similar to a car dealership. So we don't have lots and lots of bikes crammed all next to each other in the showroom. We keep that pretty clean and then keep the excess stock.
Is it very competitive? Are others doing it like in the way that you are?
There's no one doing it like us. I mean, there are bike shops out there that would have electric bikes in their store somewhere.
But is anyone else specialising?
No, I mean, we came from, and that's where we're a bit different. There might be a few other stores around the country that are doing it similar to what we do. But yeah, our biggest competition, I guess, is just awareness. You know, there's not enough people that know about them, so that's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Well done, John. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I've been talking to John Zanel, who's the founder and CEO of Dolomiti Electric Bicycles.